This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Now then, today, part three of the third message from our new series called Through the Looking Glass. It's a series from the New Testament book of 2 Corinthians, where we take a second look at a lot of issues in your life and my life through the lens of Christ and the lens of God's Word. So the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so they cannot see the light. Have you ever wondered about somebody and said, I wonder why he doesn't become a Christian? I wonder why she doesn't believe? I'll tell you in a few words. They're blind. They have been blinded by the God of this age. I don't say that again arrogantly or presumptuously. That's what Paul says. He affirms Satan has blinded people, the unbelievers, so they can't see the light of the gospel. Some of you know who Sir Isaac Newton was. If you ever studied any kind of mathematical or science courses in junior high, high school, or college, or even postgraduate work, you've studied Sir Isaac Newton, considered one of the most brilliant people of his day. And he was a believer. And someone quotes a story about Sir Isaac Newton, who had someone come to him one day and say, I don't understand. You seem to believe the Bible like a child, and yet you're a very learned man. You seem to believe the Bible like a child. I've tried, but I cannot. So many of its statements mean nothing to me. I cannot believe. I can't understand. Here was his reply, according to this author. Sometimes I come into my study, and in my absent-mindedness, I try to light the candle on my desk with the extinguisher over. It was a metal cap that went over candles. I try to light the candle with the extinguisher is over it, and I fumble about trying to light it and can't. But when I remove the extinguisher, then I'm able to light the candle. I'm afraid the extinguisher in your case is the love of your sin. It's the deliberate unbelief that is in you. What a phrase, the deliberate unbelief that is in you. Turn to God in repentance. Be prepared to let the Spirit of God reveal this truth to you, and it will be His joy to show the glory of the grace of God shining in the face of Christ. Isaac Newton was not only a great scientist, but a great teacher in that sense, teacher of the Word. Why don't people believe? Because Satan has blinded their eyes, lest the light of the gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. What is it in your life, personal question, only you can answer, that is like that extinguisher over the candle that is extinguishing the gospel in your life? You know what it is. What is it that's extinguishing the truth of God's Word in your life? And you have that thing in your life. You know what it is. Nobody has to telegraph it to you. Nobody has to write you a note. Nobody has to email you. You know what it is. And Satan's goal, the god of this age, is to blind people. Blind the hearts and minds and the eyes of unbelievers so they cannot see the light of the gospel. When Jesus was on this earth, someone comments that the two most common illnesses that he dealt with, blindness and lameness. I find that interesting. When Jesus cleansed the temple and everybody was run out of the temple for selling things on the temple courtyards, it says the only people that were left were the blind and the lame. Why? They couldn't get out of there. They needed help. If you were blind, you needed help to leave the temple area. If you were lame, you needed help to get out. And isn't it interesting that and it says that Jesus healed the blind and the lame that were there. He's interested in healing blindness and lameness today. Do you know what spiritual blindness is? It's when you don't see the sin in your own life and I don't see it in mine. That's blindness. Do you know what lameness is? It's when you're focused so much on the past and focused so much on the future and so much what's going on in your life today, you can't do anything spiritually in terms of movement, forward motion. That's spiritual lameness. Well, we'll continue this thought about spiritual blindness and lameness tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.